OTAs, organized team activities. It's voluntary, but it's a big part of building towards the season. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and the Falcons have started their OTAs today, and ironically, Kirk Cousins was nowhere to be seen. Now, shouldn't be a surprise, but the crazy thing is he showed up to voluntary workouts prior to the OTA starting. And so when that happened, we were talking about it, and I said, why is he showing up? And Mike mentioned maybe he's got bonuses included. Maybe he's got money tied to him showing up. Well, I think, Mike, at this point, is this him maybe starting to show signs of, hey, I really want out of here?
Well, again, I got that from some guys who played in the NFL, and I don't know what his motivation is because, again, you try to get between the ears of Kirk Cousins after what he pulled the last season and then the offseason. Yeah, I mean, if this is more of a, you know, I air quotes, strong arm move to, you know, show, hey, I want out of here. Okay. I mean, if the Steelers are legit, and we'll talk about that in a second, maybe we can oblige you. Aaron Rodgers had more things to say about issues that affect people, and a lot of folks are saying more of Aaron Rodgers' crazy conspiracy theories. I don't know that has any bearing on the Steelers. I think the Steelers are more concerned is when is this guy going to tell you, hey, I'm ready to go play some football. And Aaron Rodgers, for whatever reason, is dragging his feet with a team that seemed to be the most likely fit. But getting back to this with OTAs, I don't want Cousins here anyway. I want it to be the Michael Penix show, bro. And I don't think you're going to get anything from Kirk Cousins as far as a mentor in this situation.
No, look, I don't think he's – I've said he's not going to be a bad teammate because that's just not who he's been. But he's always gotten what he wanted, too. Kirk Cousins hasn't had to play the background when teams have gone out of their way to either, you know, franchise tag him or pay him whatever he wanted. But I just find it interesting that you show up for voluntary workouts a few weeks ago and everybody's like, hey, Kirk's here. And I went to one of those practices. He's right here. It's great. I didn't see him. And now today when OTA starts and everybody's there as we are trying to work towards something that hopefully is going to get us back towards the playoffs, it's just kind of interesting that he didn't show up. All right. The reports are out there. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, man. Let's get to 4th and 1. So, Mike, let's talk about this Steelers thing. I think it's deduction by elimination. That's what this is.
Right.
You look at the teams and you say, they don't need one. They don't need one. They don't need one. They still need one. Well, the one team that still needs one is the one team that now everybody seems to be talking about. And Jeremy Fowler reports that the Steelers could be looking to pivot to Kirk Cousins. God, let's hope so.
Right on. Now, it's always been about the money. And as we know, this is why we always felt, I mean, I felt that certainly nobody was going to give the Falcons any money. You know, so again, guys, we're on the hook for $37.5 million guaranteed. So anybody that can give us anything, this was the article that Bill Barnwell wrote a couple months back saying, you'd be lucky if you get $5 million. The article that Bleacher Report has talking about Kirk Cousins and the Steelers saying that the league has basically known that the Falcons are not going to come off of their number. They want like $10 million, $15 million. And a lot of folks feel, hey, Carl, if it was going to be $7 or $8 million, this deal would have been done before the draft.
I agree. Mike, and here's the deal. You're playing hardball because you can. We're going to get to a point where you can't. The closer we get to that, that, you know, designation of do we decide to let him go and eat this money or not, and we're already there. I mean, we really are at the point where we talk about June 1, right? And that's why I think this is heating up this week. That's why I think this is interesting that Cousins doesn't show up to OTAs. This report gets out there. Have they been sitting on this? Because I can tell you guys, a lot of times people know stuff and they just go, oh, I'll report this the week of. And right, then they do it, and all of a sudden now it becomes a bigger story. I believe that Aaron Rodgers is sitting there. He's going to tell the Steelers he's coming.
Right.
And they're waiting patiently, and it puts a hold on this situation for us because they're not going to make a move until they absolutely know that what he's doing.
Right. Now, again, the only other thing that could really help us, which, okay, then the Steelers have to call us, is if Aaron Rodgers goes to Minnesota. And, you know, Keurig, you find that interesting? I find it interesting that Minnesota has always kept the door open a crack for Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, maybe to the point that they're alienating J.J. McCarthy's got no leverage to demand a trade. He hasn't done anything yet. But it is interesting, though, that they every time you hear their coach or somebody from that organization, they don't say no about Aaron Rodgers. So that would be one. You go to the Steelers and say, hey, now you need a quarterback, and we got a guy for you. Now the asking price is $25
million. All right, let's talk about our quarterback. We're talking about my quarterback. Raheem Morris today talking about Michael Penix Jr. finding his voice.
He's finding his voice, you know, like, when you take over that quarterback spot, you know, there's a certain humility about playing the position, and then it becomes a certain confidence about playing the position, and then it eventually turns into a little bit of almost an arrogance about playing the position where it becomes non-negotiable. And we're not there yet. I don't think we will be for a little bit. But I think he's at the mode of where he's starting to get the confidence to be able to figure out how to get to that moment and those points on really those quarterbacks who you know just got a little something different. I've been fortunate enough to be around a few of them in the last two, and Matt Ryan and obviously Stafford out in L.A., when they had that kind of control and you felt that kind of arrogance, you felt those kind of guys that can just go out there and win any football game, you feel like you couldn't be beat. And it was really just coming off of those guys in those moments, you know, like, and you could feel it at times, you know, even last year, but those things have come.
I mean, we just talked about swagger last hour. What you're hearing from Anthony, what you're not hearing from Anthony Edwards right now is they're on the brink against the Thunder. But yeah, I mean, that's why, you know, I didn't really want Kirk Cousins out there to be, not that Penix would have had a problem with it, but to have him over the shoulder and the feeling, oh, if you, because there always would be people going, well, if he doesn't do God, you got Cousins in case of emergency, break glass. But this is cool, and I like that. And all he's got to do now is just be a little more accurate. The spy reports today from guys that were at practice was missing some guys a little bit, maybe leading the ball too much. That's fine. We know what this guy's done in his career. We saw him do it in the regular season last year.
Yeah, I thought that's a very good way to put it, Raheem, talking about. Think about coming into the huddle for the first time, right? And you're looking around. You got all these vets. You got guys that are accomplished in the league. And you go, all right, we're about to run this, right? And then you get to the point where you walk into the huddle and everybody's looking at you because you're accomplished. And you've already shown that you can be that guy. And it's like, look, we're about to run this. There's a difference.
Right.
There just is. And it's interesting that Raheem puts it that way. And Stafford has it, yes. Been to Super Bowl, won a Super Bowl. Matt Ryan had it. He's right. Mm. I don't know how long that takes, Mike, but it's going to happen.
I think you saw it. I mean, we talked about the, you know, the play. Again, it was a losing effort. But the moment in Carolina where, you know, hey, you know, you're running, your wide receiver comes back. Drake's like, I got this jump. You know, I can grease this dude. And he comes right back and they make the throw. To me, that's a little bit of swagger. You know, having the confidence, as we said, yeah, there's learning steps. There's might have, you know, by the way, the interception against, you know, the Commanders, I don't know, was somebody out of position? Did he have the ball where he was supposed to be? We always say rookie mistake.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't watched that 22 tape. But either way, he comes back with that laser to Pitts where he, you know, he basically shakes off a linebacker by using his eyes. So these are all things that crafty veterans can do, and I love it. I can't wait to see more of Penix Jr., but I'm with Coach. You know, get that swagger, the confidence. It's my team. And part of that, to a lesser extent, is not having Kirk Cousins around.
All right. Let's hear Coach Raheem Morris today. OTA started for our Falcons. The news, really, and it's not, but it is that Cousins was absent. Okay. Here's Raheem Morris talking about how Penix is different now versus coming in as a rookie.
I think I just like to watch him, how he's been searching for the knowledge, you know, the system, putting it all together, being able to go out there and formulate how he's going to run his program, what he needs to do, how he's going to continue to get better. I think him, like, having a thought process of what it's going to look like for him in the next 3 weeks of OTA days and then the next 5 weeks after that when we take our break, you know, coming back to training camp. I think all doing it for the first time as a starter for him is still a big learning curve, but I definitely like his approach. I like his open mindset. I like his ability to go out there and really get the guys going every day. I like his ability to sit back and debrief on those things when you ask him those questions. I like his ability to really figure it out and how he wants to do it better. With each individual part of his group, whether it be the team or whether it just be offense. He's a really conscientious young man, and that's just something I see him growing at every single day.
Yeah. I mean, we got OTAs this week, in the next, mm-hmm. and then, you know, it's just a couple of days, by the way. It's not like a everyday hard practice kind of deal, but to Rod's point, the next 3 weeks, off and on, and then you heard him say, they take that break. That's when everybody goes away. That's when everybody takes their vacation, guys. That's, you know, before camp starts. And then we're back at it. And then we're talking about what this team is going to be, Mike, and it's going to happen sooner than you think it is. And I am excited to see the growth of our quarterback. I just am.
Now, not to make a big deal out of nothing, but I will. Does it bother you that Kyle Pitts is not there for a voluntary workout?
Is there a reason?
We don't know yet. Now, if coaching, we'll talk to Joe Patrick about that. If there was a prearranged excuse for an absence, whether it was a personal issue or whatever it could be. But notables.
No, yes.
We talked about Kirk Cousins.
Yes.
McGarry isn't there. Ray McLeod's not there. And again, these guys could all be excused.
Yes.
But Josh Kendall has this in The Athletic. But if Kyle Pitts doesn't have an excuse, that would make me a little, you know.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not angry, but I just, you know, come on, dude, let's go.
I think we know more than likely why Cousins isn't there. We kind of know that. But these other guys may have had plans. maybe one of them was going to visit the pyramids, Mike. Who knows, okay? During this time period.
Well, you can only do it during OTAs. Correct, you know that.
Correct. Not doing mandatory minicamp when Aaron Rodgers wanted to do it. But, you know, I'm not okay with it only because I want these guys to get as many reps in and the timing. Everybody always talks about this. I will continue to talk about this. Like, Michael Penix stepped into a situation last year and he looked really good. Imagine if he got all the reps with the guys and the timing was where it needed to be. Maybe that ball doesn't hit Pitts and he coughs it up for an interception.
Right. I mean, I know that over the years, and I think, you know, Randy Mack at the time, the player representative, used to say OTAs and this minicamp means nothing. Because we always used to say, hey, you know, why doesn't Julio do this with Matt? Because, you know, they never do the things in the red zone like we expected them to do. They have success, but not at the level like a Marvin Harrison, you know, and a Peyton Manning, who, by the way, did all that work. And I just read the Tom Moore book, the assistant coach. It was an assistant OC forever.
He was great.
And that's Rick Stroud's book, our buddy from Tampa. And he talked about Lynn Swann would be at every freaking practice. You know, so there's, you know, and Mike Evans would be at every single practice.
Jerry Rice.
When he was working as a consultant. I can only talk about the guys Tom Moore's talking about. He worked with him. But that, and Jerry Rice, to Carl's point, the famous work ethic. So, you know, I mean, you just wonder, does it, it can't hurt. Right? They wouldn't have these practices for blanks and giggles, right? But it is interesting. Look, as we said, if Pitts has an excuse, fine, so be it. If there wasn't, then you're going to say, look, in essence, a contract year for you? You know, get on it, son.
All right. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, guys. This hour is brought to you by our friends at All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. Hey, while we're talking about the Falcons, we got to talk about setting expectations. Interesting article in regards to our two new guys, Walker and Pierce. The prediction. I got a prediction. We'll tell you about that when we get back here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.